Or don't you know, brothers, for I speak to men who know the Torah, that the Torah has dominion over a man for as long as he lives. For the woman that has a husband is bound by law to the husband while he lives, but if the husband dies, she is discharged from the Torah of the husband. So then, if while the husband lives, she is joined to another man, she would be called an adulteress. But if the husband dies, she is free from the Torah, so that she is no adulteress, though she is joined to another man. Therefore, my brothers, you also were made dead to the Torah through the body of Messiah, that you would be joined to another, to him who was raised from the dead, that we might produce fruit to Elohim. For when we were in the flesh, the sinful passions which were through the Torah worked in our members to bring out fruit to death. But now we have been discharged from the Torah, having died to that in which we were held, so that we serve in newness of the Spirit, and not in oldness of the letter. What shall we say then? Is the Torah sin? May it never be. However, I wouldn't have known sin except through the Torah, for I wouldn't have known coveting unless the Torah had said, "You shall not covet." But sin, finding occasion through the commandment, produced in me all kinds of coveting. For apart from the Torah, sin is dead. I was alive apart from the Torah once, but when the commandment came, sin revived and I died. The commandment which was for life, this I found to be for death. For sin, finding occasion through the commandment, deceived me, and through it killed me. Therefore the Torah indeed is set apart, and the commandment set apart righteous and good. Did then that which is good become death to me? May it never be. But sin, that it might be shown to be sin, was producing death in me through that which is good, that through the commandment sin might become exceedingly sinful. For we know that the Torah is spiritual, but I am fleshly, sold under sin. For I don't understand what I am doing, for I don't practice what I desire to do, but what I hate, that I do. But if what I don't desire that I do, I consent to the Torah that it is good. So now it is no more I that do it, but sin which dwells in me. For I know that in me, that is in my flesh, dwells no good thing. For desire is present with me, but I don't find it doing that which is good. For the good which I desire I don't do, but the evil which I don't desire that I practice. But if what I don't desire that I do, it is no more I that do it, but sin which dwells in me. I find then the Torah that, while I desire to do good, evil is present. For I delight in Elohim's law after the inward person, but I see a different law in my members, warring against the Torah of my mind and bringing me into captivity under the Torah of sin which is in my members. What a wretched man I am! Who will deliver me out of the body of this death? I thank Elohim through Yahusha Messiah, our Master. So then, with the mind, I myself serve Elohim's law, but with the flesh, sin's law.